Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's August 25th, 2014, and let's get straight into our news tonight. Our top story, maybe you guys have seen this video making its way around the internet. It's about James Foley getting beheaded by an ISIS militant. Now, thus far, I still have not been able to come across a full version of this video. And what I mean by full version is every time I see the video, whether it's on YouTube, Live Link, wherever, you see the guy put the knife to Foley's neck, and then it cuts. And it fades to black, and you come back with the image of the head on Foley's body. So with that in mind, we'll go to this article by Paul Joseph Watson. Confirming InfoWars analysis on Thursday, British forensic experts have concluded that the ISIS beheading video involving James Foley was in all likelihood staged using camera trickery and slick post-production techniques. The international forensic science company, which does work for the police forces across Britain, found that the James Foley execution may have been staged, with the actual murder taking place off-camera, reports The Telegraph. The experts noted that despite Foley's executioner appearing to draw the knife across his neck area at least six times, no blood is seen. The video itself does not show the actual beheading, which is very suspicious to me. I don't want to say it's real. I don't want to say it's fake. I just like to hold my analysis of the actual video until I see the actual video, which I have not been able to come across as of yet. But that's not stopping people from, you know, jumping on the bandwagon whole hog and saying, let's go to war with Syria. Let's go to war with all these other areas where ISIS claims to be active. Stage Foley beheading used as poster child for Syria attack. Senior Republicans yesterday cited the video and urging President Barack Obama to expand airstrikes targeting ISIS militants from Iraq to Syria. We need to expand airstrikes so you can ultimately defeat and eliminate ISIS, Texas Congressman Mike McCall told ABC. Don't kid yourself for a second that they aren't intent on hitting our homeland. I think the threat is very real. Senator Lindsey Graham, a longtime proponent of an attack on Syria, said that Obama should not consult with President Bashar al-Assad before launching the assault, which to me is a pretty big deal. If you're going to launch an assault, whether it's boots on the ground, whether that's an airstrike, you might want to consult with the president of that nation first. Just imagine if something happened here, you know, and China, for whatever reason, wants to go to war with a particular entity inside the United States, not of the United States, but inside the United States, and they decide, let's just go bomb the U.S. You know, people would have a problem with that. It's the same thing over in Syria. I don't think you can just come and bully Assad around. And that's not to say I'm an Assad sympathizer. I'm not cheerleading for the guy one bit. I'm saying that you need to have a proper channel of communication before you go bombing somebody's nation, especially when just a year ago you tried to say that he was responsible for chemical attacks, even though there's video evidence of these Syrian rebels funded and trained by the United States of America carrying out at least one of those chemical assaults. But I guess that all doesn't matter when you just want to go beat the war drums. And let's talk about the transition from the threat of ISIS to the threat here at home, more domestically, the threat of militarized police. Totalitarian state more dangerous in America than ISIS. And the article points out many good things on InfoWars.com. Cops more deadly than terrorists. The Ferguson incident has exposed the underbelly of the United States, and now everyone is starting to pay attention that there is a higher risk of being killed by police, even when they chase or shoot at people that need not be you. The risk is 800% greater that you will be killed by police rather than a terrorist, writes Mark Armstrong. But that's not the half of it. Since 9/11, the police have killed more people than the terrorists are claimed to have done in those attacks. It's getting to the point that if you see a policeman in the USA, you better try to move away. Micah Zinko, writing for The Atlantic, put it a different way. The average American is more likely to be killed by his or her own furniture than by a terrorist. Yes, you're more likely to be killed by a honeybee sting. You're more likely to be bitten by a poisonous snake. And as this example says, to be killed by your own furniture. That's not to say that terror threats aren't real, but saying that we shouldn't just, you know, discount one thing and focus on another. You know, just like we're talking about the militarized police. You know, you don't want to say, you know, let's worry about ISIS, which is a real threat because we have the open borders. We have all types of people coming over, and they always want to talk about, oh, think about the children coming over, even though the DREAM Act allows you to be a 30-year-old man, a 31-year-old man, and say that you're a child. No, that's not a child at all. But when you have those guys coming over, you also have the open border policy that allows violent militants to come to our country as well. So, yeah, the ISIS guys could very well be here active in the United States. Last week in Ferguson, Missouri, somebody was walking behind Jake Tapper of CNN with a T-shirt that said ISIS is here. So you can have these threats here in the United States, and they need to be addressed. But let's not forget about the other things going on in our country. And that's why now even the White House is chiming in, I think, just to, you know, throw their hat in the ring, but they come out and they say they're reconsidering military-grade weapon for local law enforcement. And, you know, I think this is White House just posturing, trying to say, hey, you know, we're trying to do something about this. You know, we don't want to look bad in the face of what happened in Ferguson, Missouri. But the fact about this is even mainstream news is now reporting about how the Pentagon is supplying these small-town law enforcement agencies with MRAPs, you know, with heavy armor, with fully automatic weapons. And I do understand, you know, law enforcement does face threats from time to time, you know, heavy threats, you know, like we saw in 1997, the North Hollywood shootout, which if you guys haven't seen that, I do encourage you to go to YouTube and watch that. Two guys rob a Bank of America. They have heavy armor, fully automatic rifles. They walk outside and engage in about a 40-minute shootout with the police. Two guys keeping, you know, pretty much an entire police department at bay because the police department at that time only had shotguns, pistols, and, you know, light body armor. So, you know, the pistols didn't have the range, the shotguns, after, you know, they spread out, didn't have the knockdown power to put these guys on the ground. So they were pretty much at the mercy of these two guys until, you know, the end of the 40 minutes or so. So I understand that, yes, they do face real threats. But my issue about this is you shouldn't have these type of armaments, the heavy body armor, the riot shields, the CS gas, which you can't even use against a foreign enemy. You shouldn't have those in every type of situation. You shouldn't be shooting CS gas against peaceful protesters. You shouldn't be firing rubber bullets and wooden bullets indiscriminately at peaceful protesters. Because I told the police chief to his face, I said, hey, man, I was out here just like your officers were. It was a blinding cloud of tear gas and smoke gas for a mile down West Florissant Street in Ferguson, Missouri. Your officers could not see what they were shooting at. All they could see was a form in the cloud. They don't know if that was a tall 13-year-old or a 30-year-old man. And it shouldn't matter because either one of those guys would have the right to be on a public street in the United States of America. Because in Ferguson, Missouri, they were shooting at people standing inside their own front yards. You know, when I was out there with Al Jazeera, they weren't just shooting at Al Jazeera. There were people in their front yards. The officer's like, go home, disperse. And he's like, I am home. I'm on my front porch. I can't stand on my front porch just because you guys want to play live action Call of Duty. So I think it's just posturing by these people. And now we have some more posturing, this time from the godfather, as Drudge likes to call him, Rahm Emanuel. Chicago, not the murder capital. Now, Mr. Emanuel has come under intense scrutiny because of the way situations are playing out in the city of Chicago. A lot of high gun violence there, even though Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws in the nation. It doesn't really add up when you think about it. The mayor is pointing to numbers that show that violent crime, in particular homicides, are down in 2014. Police department statistics show that homicides from the beginning of 2014 through the end of July are down 7% from that time period in 2013 and 20% from that period in 2010, which is true. You know, despite the things that happened over the 4th of July weekend, over 80 people shot in the city of Chicago, they do have decreased violent crime. But I don't think it's because of slick rhetoric from the mayor or because he's out there pressing the flesh. I think it may have something directly to do with this. Chicago crime rate drops as concealed carry applications surge. Since Illinois started granting concealed carry permits earlier this year, the number of robberies that have led to arrests in Chicago has declined 20% from last year, according to police department statistics. Reports of burglary and motor vehicle theft are down 20% and 26%, respectively. In the first quarter, the city's homicide rate is at a 56-year low. And that's thanks to people arming themselves or responsible citizens, because now the thugs, the vandals, they know even if they knock down that old man, that old lady, they may have that snub nose strapped to the ankle, and they don't want anything to do with that. And something that, you know, you may want to take a look at is open carry, not just open carry, concealed carry. I'm for people, you know, defending themselves, whether it's a pistol on the hip or, you know, whatever else. And now we have this. UEP Newton Gun Club pushes hashtag Black Open Carry to protest police violence. In Texas, blacks are protesting police violence in a particularly southwestern way by invoking their right to open carry. On Wednesday, more than 30 members of the newly formed UEP Newton Gun Club gathered to march through South Dallas with rifles, shotguns, and AR-15s. And yes, I know an AR-15 is a rifle. The group eventually entered a restaurant with their weapons while Dallas police officers were inside eating lunch. So, you know, I think it's great to exercise your Second Amendment rights, your First Amendment rights, regardless of what color you are, because oftentimes you see open carry groups on TV and they always point out the white Southern male, but you have people of all colors, of all races who show up to these events. So, you know, I definitely respect people exercising their rights, regardless what right it is and regardless what color they are. Well, that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News, but stay tuned. The show isn't over yet. Leanne McAdoo has boots on the ground in the Napa Valley, giving you an up-close look at the earthquake damage in that area. And also, Joe Biggs has a special report detailing how Ferguson residents, they say they want to speak for themselves. They don't want these outside mouthpieces coming into the community and speaking for them.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can like taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's your country, it's your land. We kings and queens.
Love conquers all.
We kings and queens. He was up, guys.
Excuse me, sir. So what are you talking about?
I'm talking about true historical facts. I've been to 7 countries. I've been around the world. I'm not a black man that just grew up in St. Louis and never left St. Louis. I know the truth. And I lived in Germany from the age of 7 years old to the age of 14. I haven't seen racism until I moved to America. They treat me like a king in Germany. Now,
what do you think about him being here, Jesse Jackson?
I think he works for the government, and I think he has no good intentions for the black community. That's my opinion. From facts, he's been doing this for how many years? Ain't nothing good, bro. We just had a little child got shot in the street with a black president in office and with a black attorney general. We got our kids getting shot in the street. 50% of black men are behind bars. The other 50% are unemployed. With 12% in this country, yeah, we owe less than half of 1% of businesses. Now, 25 businesses got looted and burned down. Now, one was black owned. We need to own our own businesses and our own community so we can hire our own people.
What do you think that needs to be done to fix the problem?
The problem? We did 400 years of slavery. We built this country. How come a foreigner could come over here and get a hotel, a motel, a gas station at my community and the average black man can't even find a job?
What do you think about the fact that they released the footage of the so-called robbery by Michael Brown today? Six days later.
I think it took 6 days for them to show the video. If it was true, they would have showed it a long time ago. Why do you wait 6 days?
Do you think it is actually him or no?
I think it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It really don't matter. Even if it was him, that don't justify you getting shot 10 times and you got your hands in the air. I don't care if he robbed the store with a gun. You'll get shot 10 times with your hands in the air for stealing cigars.
What do you think about the actions on Wednesday night by the riot police here? Were you here for that?
Yeah, I was here all week.
Yeah, I was here. It's... I was out here too.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I think it shows the world that they don't have no value for our rights, our human life as human beings. You know, for them to come out and riot, get a little like Iraq out here. All we doing is exercising our constitutional rights to protest. Which we don't, they're taking away our constitutional rights. It's tyranny in this country. We don't have any constitutional rights. We will lose them one by one, and it's tyranny going on.
And what people understand, they think it's only the people here that are reacting the way they did when the gun was pointed at them. But you go to any country in the world and have a sniper rifle pointed at you, I mean, that's not going to feel good. I don't like that.
No, exactly. All we're doing is exercising our constitutional rights as American citizens in this country, and it's just exercising our constitutional rights for one of our children that got shot in the street like a dog, laid in the street for hours. We go exercise the constitutional right to protest. We get guns pointed at us. We get tear gas shot at us. Same thing like in the 60s. Ain't nothing changed. This has been going on for 500 years. 500 years of the same treatment. No breaks. No breaks, and people can't wake up because they brainwashed the television, social media, government controls, all that. People have no knowledge of self. They don't know any of the history before slavery. They don't know we the first people on earth. They don't know we were kings and queens, that we had a peaceful world. And it's known around the world. Everybody got along because I studied their history. They studied my history. We can have respect for each other. We study everybody's history, but none of our history is taught in this country. If I could go to another country, then they give me much more respect than they give me in America because they know my history. They know we kings and queens that we rule the earth. That is not no religion. That is a historical fact, and that's who we are. That's who we are, so we need to never forget that.
All right, thank you.
All right, bro. All right, man. Come on.
All right. Well, there you have it. JoeBiggsInfoWars.com, one of the protesters, very passionate about what he's out here for.
Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And welcome back. The InfoWars crew has boots on the ground in the Napa Valley. Leanne McAdoo joins us now via Skype, documenting the full destruction left by the recent earthquake. Thank you for joining us, Leanne.
Thanks, Jakari. I'm Leanne McAdoo reporting for InfoWars.com here in downtown Napa. The devastation to a lot of these buildings has been pretty significant. A lot of the buildings here are over 100 years old, and a lot of these buildings, they were supposed to have retrofitted them. They had a 35-year license, and it expired. And you can see the decision there to not retrofit the building has actually come to haunt these people here. The devastation has been pretty significant. The entire block around downtown, several blocks, is all blocked off. We got the courthouse here crumbling, just beautiful architecture. I mean, there's so many gorgeous Victorian homes here that are, you know, built in 1903, and they're devastated. We talked to a few people that said that it felt like the earth was just moving left to right about 3 feet, and they heard all of their dishes shattering, and their cats were freaking out, their dogs were running and hiding, and people literally thought they were going to die. And this is not the first earthquake that they've lived through. This one was very scary for them. You can see behind me, this is one of the oldest buildings here in town, and right next to it, a few doors down, there's a coffee shop. We're going to be speaking with that gentleman. We'll upload that report to Infowars.com later. But that guy is a little upset because he had to close his business today, and he can't open it, even though his business suffered no damage because he did the retrofitting, but because these other business owners decided not, it would be too expensive for them to do what was necessary to kind of bolt their building down to the foundation and make sure that the building would be secure. And now the other businesses around him are suffering.
Now, Leanne, what's the story on that car behind you? You told me that somebody left their car there last night.
Yes. Well, we actually have a citizen who was making a wise decision to not drive home after feeling a little tipsy after being at the bar. And so he made the decision to leave his car parked. And then the next day when he woke up after, you know, that earthquake hit about 3:30 in the morning, and then this is what he found. So,
wow.
Sometimes those smart decisions.
Yeah, it didn't work out for him. But tell me, Leanne, so you've had a chance to talk to some of the locals. You know, what are they saying about this situation?
Well, the state of emergency that was declared, they all feel that it was justified, and the reaction to getting their power turned back on was, the gentleman we talked to said he was one of the last homes to get his power turned back on, and that happened yesterday. So they've been very quick to make sure that it kind of life gets back to normal for the folks here. But I've seen a lot of people, and they said this is their second, maybe third earthquake that they have lived through, and they're eyes were tearing up, and they were frightened. They literally thought that this was the one that was going to crush them, that they were going to die.
And what was different about this one as opposed to the other ones? You said you talked to some people who had actually experienced some other ones. What made it different this time?
I think it was just the way that the energy transferred. This one, they were describing it that it was just really going up and down and side to side. We have some footage coming your way. There is a building, and it doesn't really look like the building itself has had a lot of damage, but it's 3 feet off the foundation. It just literally shifted 3 feet over. So
wow.
Those people's home is condemned. They can't even go in it, even though when you look at it, it's perfectly fine. And then you see other buildings that just have the yellow tape. The yellow tape means that they can re-enter these at some point, but the red tape that you'll see around some of the buildings means they're going to have to tear them down entirely.
Well, that's a very sad situation. I know, Leanne, you have a lot of things to cover while you're out there, so you're going to be out there the rest of the week, correct?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. We've got a few things in the works, a lot of things around here to kind of discover. We're going to go hit up an area where some of the kids are using the part of the road that has shifted upward, and they're using it as a skate ramp. So very California. So we're going to go there a little later, and we're also going to be probably taking a trip toward the Bohemian Grove and some other things. I don't know.
Are you going to try to sneak in under the cover of darkness like Alex did? I think you might sneak out. You might stick out in a location like that, Leanne.
You know, one thing I forgot to mention, the wineries. We're on our way there. It's about a 20-minute drive from here. But you might have seen, you know, the New York Times. A lot of places are posting footage from the wineries themselves. These are 900-pound wine barrels that were just shaken right off of the walls and just tumbled to the ground, lost a lot of wine. They are predicting it could be $1 billion+ that's going to affect the wine industry.
Wow.
A lot of people are sort of rallying around. That's a huge industry here for Napa, obviously. So,
all right, Leanne McAdoo in the field with John Bowne, and we look forward to seeing what you guys find out there. Definitely be safe. I'm not sure if they expect any aftershocks, but you guys definitely be safe out there.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for the InfoWars Nightly News. If you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, stop by there and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can get the Alex Jones Show, the Nightly News, the Special Reports, the Rants, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay tuned for more special reports.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box. that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own Detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
David Knight here in Austin, and we have Paul Joseph Watson joining us in the UK. He's got a couple of articles up on InfoWars.com today. Of course, the staged Foley beheading is being used as a poster child for a Syria attack. We had an article just last Friday saying the Obama administration said that Foley's execution was, quote, an attack on our country. And the Deputy National Security Advisor, Ben Rhodes, said it was the first ISIS attack on America. This reminds me of the saying that Stalin always said, you know, a million deaths is a statistic, but one death is a tragedy. They're trying to bring this home, especially for Americans. They showed people dying of sarin gas a year ago in Syria, and perhaps they thought that Americans didn't get involved in that because it wasn't Americans that they saw dying. But actually, what happened was we also exposed that it was not really a case that it was only the Syrian government of Assad that could have done that. We made it very clear that there had been previous attacks of sarin gas where the United Nations, as well as Russian and American intelligence analysts, had said that the sarin gas had been used by rebels previously to that. And so it wasn't true that that could have only been Assad. So the whole narrative a year ago failed. At that time, they wanted to go to war with Assad in Syria. Now they want to go to war on his side against the people that they were funding over the last year. And there's been an interesting development over the weekend. That's why we have Paul Joseph Watson on, is that experts in the UK are saying that this video of the beheading was likely fake. So I want to go to Paul now. Paul, thank you for joining us. Now, this video, tell us some of the aspects before we get into the implication of how they're trying to use this to start another war. Tell us what these experts in the UK are saying about this video, why they believe that it was fake.
Well, I made a video last week, Thursday, questioning whether this was fake, because what piqued my interest was the fact that UK authorities, the police, came out and said, literally hours after this video was released, that if you watch this video of this alleged beheading on YouTube, not merely share it, disseminate it, post a link on Facebook, if you simply watch it, then you could be a terrorist. You could be breaking laws under the Terrorist Act. So that suggested to me that they weren't too keen on people watching it. So I made a video on Thursday questioning some of the aspects of this so-called beheading clip. To make it clear from the start, in the original clip of this so-called ISIS beheading of James Foley, you do not see Foley being beheaded. All you see is six so-called slashes of the knife across his neck, and then it fades to black. Then it cuts to a still image of Foley's decapitated head resting on his body. So at no point do you actually see him being physically beheaded. And all these points that I'm making now were replicated by these forensic experts that came out yesterday and said the same thing that I said and many others said last week. The other main point, David, is the fact that when he's reading out his speech, Foley, before he's beheaded, he's completely calm. He's completely composed. Yes. It's not the behavior of somebody who knows that they're about to be brutally slaughtered. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the forensic experts came out afterwards and said that he actually had to redo one of his lip in the footage. They said he had to refilm one of the lines because he mucked it up. So he was going off a script. Yeah. His demeanor was obviously not of a person waiting to be beheaded. So we'll get into it more after the break.
Well, it was interesting. And I want to talk after the break, too, about this censorship, because that is a major reversal. I mean, we ought to be concerned at any time that the government says watching a video makes you a terrorist. And yet they've been very accepting of ISIS and other terrorist groups' Facebook postings and social media postings. At the same time, when we put things up, they will censor it if we try to share it with other people. So that was a very amazing reversal of their policy to say, but don't even look at this, even though they had left the previous Islamic terrorist social media postings up for everybody to see, censoring people who are pushing back against that. So that right there raised a lot of flags, besides setting a very dangerous precedent for everyone.
Exactly, the free flow of information precedent. And, yes. You know, we saw the images flashed across the news. We saw the narrative being pushed. And yet they were encouraging, not just encouraging, but warning people not to watch the video, which suggested to me that there was something very wrong with it indeed. Mm-hmm. And again, it completely contradicts previous beheading videos where you have a group of these militants surrounding the individual. They all chant Allah Akbar as he's being killed. They cite the Quran before they kill him. You'll see none of this in the James Foley video.
I think it's also interesting that the guy who did it is supposedly a British guy as well.
You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Supermale Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.